life. Baby, baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye.
Jamie and Locker with you here on The Green Zone on this Monday after a busy weekend in sports. Of course, the first weekend of the World Cup had some drama play out. Netherlands, Japan, probably the match of the tournament so far, to a 2-2 draw. Meanwhile,
that's almost an upset.
Yeah, a lot of people were picking Netherlands in that one, but it's Japan can surprise
you every once in a while.
So we'll keep an eye on the footy for the rest of the show. Uruguay against Saudi Arabia. 1-0 Saudi Arabia right now. Of course, the NBA championship. The Knicks won their first title in 53 years. The Stanley Cup handed over to the Carolina Hurricanes. And, of course, it was a Rider game day and a historic Rider game day as tailgating has begun. And now we know, apparently, you need to check out a certain site and you can have a sip of a Belton.
Hardy toddy, gosh, Javadi, who the hell are we? Hey, flim, flam, bim, bam, oh, miss, by that.
He's our Grillmaster Grey Cup champion.
Smack! That's what happened.
Here's Belton Johnson.
1, 2, 3, let's eat!
Our game day analyst, Belton Johnson, now also has a cocktail named after him, apparently.
Fantastic. Do we know what is in a Belton? Belton?
All I know, Locke, it's green and strong, so I imagine maybe some tequila and vodka with maybe some apple liqueur or something and a splash of lime. Who knows, Locke?
Okay. So it was a Karen on Facebook who posted, "We created a drink for our tailgate party. It's called the Belton for Belton Johnson. It's green and strong. So come see them." There you have it.
I want to go see them too, Jamie. So.
I don't know if you're mixing tequila and vodka, but I could be wrong. I'm no mixologist, but.
You just play one on the radio?
I just play one. I need to try a Belton. You know, when you sit down and you think about it, I don't know why, but that is the perfect name for a drink.
The
is
Belton?
It not?
Get me another Belton.
Come on. As soon as we were talking about this morning, I said that to Jamie in the Green Zone Lounge. Belton. I'm like, that is the perfect name for a drink. I'll have a round of Beltons. Bring them on. Let's go. That's funny.
That's awesome. So tailgating is a thing. As we were talking to Britton on the air on the pregame show, he's like, "Hey, there's Locker."
Yeah, I don't do the pregame show or the postgame show, so I got time to go down there and be a fan. So I was just hanging out. It was fun. It was a good time.
But Belton, let's get to what happened in the game. That was a hot start by the Saskatchewan Roughriders because two touchdowns on their first two drives. As they carried that over from what we saw in the preseason on the only drive of that starting offense, they went down the field and scored.
They did, Jamie. And to me, that was very impressive, right? The amount of time the Riders, had been off for, with the preseason to that first game of the season there, right? What, that's 3 weeks, I believe, we had calculated it. And to have a drive like that, I think that's the best I've ever seen an opening drive. They marched right down the field. They meant business. They were laser focused. And, you talk about, with coaches, oh, we got to get off to a fast start, get off to a fast start. Well, they were like the Flash going down through there that first drive. Brilliant drive. Great ball. All the players, yeah, man.
Belton, we had a conversation earlier on the show, and we're curious about where you sit on this one. Does that win this Saturday, banner raising, Trevor Harris, like you said, coming out, taking control of the game right away? They don't win that game if he doesn't have that poise in that last couple of minutes of the game. Does it say more about where the Riders are at right now or more about where the Lions are at right now?
I'm going to say where the Riders are at right now. And the reason I said that, Locke, is, you know, everybody's trying to be quiet. You know, it's a curse word to say repeat, right? And I think all the pressure is on the Riders because, you know, everybody's looking and gunning for them. They're the top dogs. And, you know, again, they won the Grey Cup last season. So, and I think at least me, Daryl, and Jamie, I think we all picked the BC Lions to win anyway. But, again, the pressure's on the Riders, man, big time.
They got the target on their back, and they responded, there's no doubt. You going into the season talked about that defense as we focused a little bit more on that side of the football. Overall, and they also lost Roland Milligan in the second quarter, so yeah. They had to live life without their top defensive player.
It's amazing how much impact that his loss had to that game, because when he was out, you could tell instantly that BC started to sort of get its feet underneath of him.
A little, but they survived the BC Lions in that second half. Well, what did you think overall, defensive line, linebackers, secondary, as they battled for the first time as the group with the most amount of change between offense and defense from the Grey Cup championship team?
I thought they started off good there, Jamie, right, Locke? I really did. And somehow, you know, and again, the BC Lions, they're no slouch either, right? They lost two key guys there on offense. But the Riders, they kind of opened the door for the BC Lions to get back in the game. And BC, they had taken the lead there, you know, at the end of the game nearly there, right? So I still got some concerns, but if that offense is humming the way it's going, there will be no concerns from me. I was glad to see, you know, a little bit of pressure from the D-line there, right? Waters got a sack. I think Evans had gotten a sack as well. So to see those two guys come up with sacks, that was good. I still want to see more pressure. And I know it's only week one. You don't want to throw the entire playbook, you know, week one. But I need to see a little bit more still, Jamie.
So the offense, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, and we don't want to jinx this team, but if this offense stays healthy, this certainly looks like a 13-5 squad. And if I'm not mistaken, that was Darren's from Ross Percy's pick again. So I don't know. You might start thinking about prepping those steaks.
Hey, Locke, they're already marinating based on what I saw, man. And again, to me, it was, again, I had stated it. I wasn't even worried about the offense. They definitely met and exceeded my expectations. You know, and I will say the special teams look pretty good, right? One missed kick or one missed field goal, the punting looked good. I think Letcher Jr., he's going to score some touchdowns this year. Averaged 30 yards on the kickoff return there. They got a team. It's well-rounded.
Well, Belton, we got a surprise for you.
We have a surprise guest.
Karen was listening, and she's the one who the crew that created
the
Belton.
We're getting the recipe. I'm getting a pen.
So, Karen, first off, when did it, like, hey, let's make a drink and let's name it after the Green Zone game day analyst, Belton Johnson?
It was my husband's idea, actually. It's our first tailgate. We wanted everything green. So he found this recipe that he sort of tweaked so that it would be a green drink.
And what's in it?
So we've got white rum. We have melon liqueur, which is green. Blue Caraco, which is another liqueur, amaretto. Then we add some pineapple juice, orange juice, and then top it off with a little bit of club soda just to give it a little bit of fizz. And there you have it. It's the Belton. I don't know how we came up with the name. We really like Belton Johnson. We like his comments in the post game. And I just said, oh, it's green and it's strong. I said, just like Belton Johnson.
There you go,
Karen.
That's how it seemed to be.
I'm curious, does it come with a cot?
Well, depends how much you consume. You could lay back in the back of our truck, perhaps.
Yeah, throw a locker in the box of the truck.
That sounds like a lie-down drink to me.
Karen, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, and we'll have to check it out. Were you there early? How did tailgating go?
It was excellent. We were there pretty early. We were in that first row, probably about the eighth vehicle in, and, we were setting up right at noon, and... It was fantastic. We had a great time and good people around, lots to see and do, and people
I was
had
impressed.
Set up games. Yeah, it was very good.
I was impressed, Karen.
Right on, Karen. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
You got to send us that menu because I wasn't able to write it down. There was too much in it.
Just check it out on the podcast, right?
That's right. Yeah, good point.
You'll just have to come and taste it.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
There's an open invite from Karen.
You will not have to invite me more than once.
I'm going to tell you, fellas. I'm already tipsy off of that.
Just the description got me drunk.
Right.
When she said strong, they were not lying. That is a strong beverage.
I bet you that's really green, too.
That's the Belton, fellas.
That's the Belton.
That's the Belton.
Strong and green. That's hilarious.
I love it. I love it.
I'm glad she called in.
All right. So, Belton. Now we got a tailgating drink tip. Of course, you do tailgating tip every game day for sure at co-op. We need the hint for coming up this Saturday against the Calgary Stampeders.
On
the menu?
I didn't find out what the menu item was from Saturday.
Oh, it was a smoked pineapple popper dip. So think like a jalapeno popper with some pineapple in there in a dip form with cream cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good. And it had some kick, I heard, too.
Mm-hmm. And some sweet with the pineapple. It was perfect. Oh, yeah.
Sweet and spicy. I was right. I told you.
Okay, Belton, what's... Oh, yeah, there's bacon in there, too. What do you got for the hint this week, Belton?
The hint this week is chicken, Jamie.
Chicken.
You can do everything with chicken.
Yes, you can, Jamie.
That is a very versatile protein.
Okay. And these are all... he's digging into new menu items this year, so I have zero clue what's coming every week.
That's what tailgating is all about. You get to experiment, try things out, right? And that's what it's all about.
If I know Belton, he's going to do something funky and do a chicken tender or something like that.
We'll find out on Saturday, 3:00 Green Zone pregame show, 5:00 the kickoff against the Calgary Stampeders. Belton, have a great week. I'll see you Saturday.
All right. I'm going to go get me some Beltons, fellas. You have a good one.
There you go.
He's going for a round of Beltons.
He's calling in sick tomorrow. That's a one drink for me, I think. That's a one.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going back multiple times for that one, but.
Man.
Especially if I have to do a pregame show after tasting it.
You know what you do too? Remember we were talking about yucca flocks in the garbage can, right? And you just cut up all the fruit and then you put all the booze and the pop and everything in and then you just ladle it out. That's what you do with the Belton. That sounds like one of those, you buy a 2-6 of each one of those. You get yourself a big bucket and then just like throw everything in and mix it with a big spoon and just have everybody swing by. Ladle it up. Big ladle it up. Yeah.
Thanks to Karen for calling in on the new concoction at tailgating. The Belton. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. By the way, Karen, if you're still listening, someone is adding to your recipe. They think there should be a hot rod pepperoni stir stick in the Belton.
Ooh, I don't hate that idea, Karen. I don't hate that. I love the garnishes.
For a Caesar, what's your garnish of the celery? The spiced bean.
I don't hate the spiced bean.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
For some reason, I like the asparagus. I don't know why.
I don't like asparagus. I'm not a huge asparagus fan. I've seen some where they weave a bacon through.
Oh, well,
bacon.
Duh.
But I mean, of course. Where there's like a garden on top of it. I like those. Those are fun.
Meanwhile, the latest in sports, the World Cup continues right now. Uruguay being challenged by Saudi Arabia 1-0 in the second half, about 30 minutes left in that one. Canada back to training in Vancouver. A crucial match coming up on Thursday against Qatar. Still no word if Alphonso Davies will be able to play on Thursday.
I think he does.
In Vancouver. And by the way, the Carolina Hurricanes have arrived back in Raleigh with the Stanley Cup, getting ready for parade day later this week. And coming up next here on the Green Zone, Drew Remendo on last night's conclusion to the Stanley Cup final. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Chance and Chumps here on the Green Zone. We go to our chump from last night's hockey game. Ron McLean.
Oops.
After a hangover bit. Mentioned the slang term for a drug that can
knock you out.
Yeah. Now I
know. What do you think happens? Do you think that's it for Ron? Well,
there's a lot of people going, he should be fired. There's other people like, oh, calm down. There's Don Cherry fans who think he should have been fired long ago. When it comes to Ron McLean and Hockey Night in Canada. I've been wondering, and they tried with George to move on, and then they went back to Ron. It's like, when do we get a new voice of
but
Hockey
who's
Night
that,
in Canada?
Who is that guy?
I don't know. David Amber does a great job.
Yeah, yeah.
I like David Amber, but
I like David Amber. I don't know if he's a Ron McLean replacement, though. The X is good in that second chair.
But that's not like the first time in the last couple
Elliot's
of years
where
Ron McLean's put his foot in his mouth for something. So it's like, okay. He did apologize for it on the air.
Immediately. Yeah.
Well, after the commercial break, when his producer's like, Ron, did you just say the, what, really? With Carter Hart in net? We're making that reference?
Yeah. Ron.
There's a chump. Meanwhile, a champ, I love seeing this, and this happens at a lot of major sporting events. Japanese soccer fans, there's video of them, they clean up after themselves. They don't just leave their popcorn and their beverages.
Well, and they clean up other aisles, too. So they clean up their own mess, plus they, as they're leaving, they've got a bag with them, and they're putting garbage in it. Like, we could learn a lot from that, no?
look at Mosaic Stadium, just one row at Mosaic Stadium after a football game.
Yeah.
That's why I've never made sense to me. Like, there are garbages at Mosaic Stadium. You can carry your stuff instead of just leave your popcorn and empty beer.
Well, and I don't pick up my stuff because everyone, right? But
you get in the habit. Ah, someone's there. You get out of movie theater. You're like, I have people for that.
Although when I'm at Kramer, I do put this stuff away because they ask you repeatedly at the front end and at the back end of the movies, they ask you to clean up, right?
There you go. There's our
champs.
Doesn't
take much, right?
And our chumps here on the Green Zone. New Green Zone merch. Jamie and Locker. Bunch of slobs. World Cup action. Couple of interesting draws today that we probably didn't see coming. Spain, the favorite, draws Cabo Verde. Egypt draws Belgium. Egypt's never won, and now they've drawn Belgium and Saudi Arabia. Uruguay 1-1 right now. Iran, New Zealand later to wrap up the four games today. Canada will play Thursday against Qatar. And the Mike Babcock investigation is underway. The Oilers are saying, yep, let's do it. Just to see if they could hire him to be their next head coach. That's it for us. Back at it tomorrow at 2 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.